two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday afternoon, KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
inflation is as bad as it's been in over a decade, and Utahns are struggling. They say it's not just the cost of groceries, but property tax that also keeps on climbing. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, get ready for this heat wave. The National Weather Service says temperatures could hit 100 to 105 in Salt Lake City the beginning of next week. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a new one. It's a crash in Weber County affecting traffic in all directions at the intersection of 5600 South, 3500 West. Ogden Canyon SR39 remains closed due to a severe crash that will require an investigation. Avoid the area both directions between the mouth of the canyon and Pineview. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The weekend is here and the heat is on. I'm Kevin Eubank.
75 right now in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department will do what it can to protect voting rights for all Americans, with more than a dozen states passing bills, which he says may make it harder, especially for minority voters.
We are also scrutinizing current laws and practices in order to determine whether they discriminate against black voters and other voters of color.
Republicans say the legislation is in the interest of election security. The royal family meeting today with leaders of the G7 nations on the sidelines of their summit. A special day for kids at a daycare center in D.C.
President Joe Biden and I are determined to build a future that is worthy of the aspiration and the ambition of our children.
Vice President Harris visiting to talk about new federal programs, including tax cuts for families. The French Open allowed the crowd to stay past an 11 p.m. COVID-19 curfew to watch all four sets of tonight's match between Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal. The Joker won in four sets. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The economy is opening back up as pandemic restrictions loosen, and economists expect jobs to come bouncing back. But they haven't. Zions Bank Vice President Robert Spendlove told KSL News Radio, we have to look at how he got into this position.
Just about a year ago, March and April of last year, 22 million people lost jobs because of the coronavirus. So we had this huge drop in our employment. And over the last year, many of those people have been coming back. We've added back nearly 15 million jobs, but there's still 7.5 million fewer jobs today than before the pandemic. So you've got 7.5 million people that don't have jobs, but then you've got 9 million job openings. And there's this disconnect going on between the jobs that are available and the number of people that are engaged in the labor force.
Spendlove says some Utahns are worried about heading back to work or decided they don't actually need to work.
People are nervous about coming back to the job. Whether it's availability of childcare, whether it's still concern about coming back in person. I think there's also a dynamic going on that, you know, you think about these 22 million people, or in Utah, it was 145,000 people lost their jobs last year. So we've got these people, and I think we may be going through kind of a paradigm shift in our country and in our state, where these people are saying, do I want to actually go back to a job?
So businesses are left dishing out their best offers to lure people back. Spendlove says that looks like increased wages or bonuses.
So it makes it more difficult for employers to kind of convince people to come back. And you see this, just think about driving around. Just yesterday, I passed an Arctic Circle that's offering $14 an hour minimum wage. The Leatherby's in Draper is offering a $150 signing bonus. Zions Bank, where I work, is now our minimum wage for tellers is $14 an hour. So employers are having to become even more ambitious in trying to bring these people back, trying to get them back into the labor force. And it's become a real struggle for them.
Even though Utahns are still on the fence about returning to work, Utah has the lowest unemployment rate in the nation. We're sitting at 2.8%. KSL News Time, 4:49. Triple Team Traffic. It sounds like the emergency traffic is over, Ricky.
It's sort of over. The problem is the Ogden Canyon issue is going to be in effect for a while, but it's not affecting as many drivers now as it had been when it first started. So we'll still keep you posted when SR-39 reopens. For now, in Salt Lake County, the drive is bogged down on southbound I-15 between 4500 South Murray to 90th South Sandy. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway is not bad, but a couple of nasty surface street crashes with injuries. One in West Valley on Decker Lake Drive, 3100 South, 2200 West. The other one is going to be in Taylorsville, a crash with injuries involving a motorcycle, Redwood Road at 6200 South. Michelle?
Well, still very quiet I-15 in Utah County. Pioneer Crossing, a little bit of busy traffic as in spots. American Fork headed toward Saratoga Springs. 2100 North also has a little bit of slowing there as well. Len?
As Ricky told you about the canyon there, one of your alternatives is I-84 Weber Canyon to take up to Mountain Green and take Trapper's Loop, except now we have a vehicle fire. Well, that's been there for a bit. It is now blocking off the exit 91. That's closed. You want to use the Peterson exit to see if you can use that. And Davis County, you've got that crash southbound I-15 at Layton Parkway. That has a slow stretch. It's on the right shoulder, slowing traffic there all the way down to Burton Lane. And then northbound I-15, you've got very slow traffic due to that crash at Burton Lane as well, but it's slow from Farmington to Kaysville. Highway 89 split is also slow as you get off there up to Fruit Heights, and then it eases up a bit, so it might be a good alternative for you to take in that area. Spruce up your wardrobe with Seagull Books graphic tees and shorts, and all clearance clothing is extra 20% off. Select box ties, just $4.99. Don't miss these savings at Seagull Book. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a nice little cool down to finish the work week, but it's not going to last. Extra hot temperatures are going to make a comeback. Tonight, clear and 58, 93 and sunny on Saturday, 100 on Sunday, and that starts a stretch of 5 consecutive days of 100-degree-plus temperatures along the Wasatch Front. Sunny, hot, and dry all the way through the end of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
75 degrees in Salt Lake City. It's 80 in Provo, and right now it's 78 degrees in Cairo, Egypt.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I want to talk to the folks out there who have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. And maybe you've even been in the stores and you've looked at the IntelliBed and you're just that close. This is the time. If you're looking for the IntelliBed, the best bed you can buy, the bed that we have loved in our home now for not just years but decades, the Memorial Day sale is underway right now in your IntelliBed stores. And here's what you get. A free state-of-the-art adjustable base. Now, that's a value up to $2,000. That comes absolutely free with the purchase of an IntelliBed Signature Collection King or Queen mattress. You know you've been wanting an IntelliBed. It's the gel matrix that makes all the difference. The only bed that is both firm and soft. This is the time. Get into your IntelliBed store, Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale, Logan, and of course you can also call and talk to one of their sleep specialists at 888-435-2339.
Ready to get out and dress up a little? I mean, in something other than sweatpants? Visit Ching Company. What better way to add style and polish to your look than with fine jewelry that's beautiful and unique? Create a stylish necklace with meaningful charms, like your birthstone or a gemstone that has significance to you. Add a beautiful gold letter charm accented with diamonds, or a compass charm to remind you of your direction. Getting ready for a vacation? Look chic at sunset with gold hoop earrings and layered gold necklaces or bracelets for an on-trend look. We have so many elegant styles to choose from, created by our in-house designers. Stunning 14-karat gold jewelry that's perfect for a romantic summer evening. Come see your friends at Shang Company. It's time to get out and have a little fun.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shang Company. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, and online at shangco.com.
It's coming. The day to celebrate the dad who can do near anything. Dads who fix. Dads who futz. Dads who figure out. Two hardworking dads a solid and save on hardworking gifts from Duluth Trading. Order online, shop in store, do a pickup and more.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Buyer's remorse to the extreme. A recent bank rate survey found 64%. Two out of three millennials admit they regret buying a house. Main reasons? The financial and physical burdens. You gotta cut the lawn. Employees at Park City Mountain Resort will start making $15 an hour. Vail Resorts is increasing hourly rates at all its resorts in Colorado, Utah, California, and Washington. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 13 points, the S&P gained 8, the NASDAQ picked up 49. KSL News Time, 4:55. Jazz notes now. We're brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz beat the Los Angeles Clippers 117-111 last night to take a 2-0 lead in the second-round series. And while Donovan Mitchell's 37 points led the Jazz, it was the rest of the roster that carried the team to victory in the fourth quarter when the Clippers' defense focused on taking Mitchell out of the game.
It was no surprise to see them go out there, get stopped, score, and then to get us up 10. You know, Joe stepped up big time. Like you said, Boyan stepped up his defense. Royce has been a dog this whole series. We all know Rudy, you know, having 20 boards, but like, the biggest thing is, man, we could do it collectively.
Joe Ingles finished with 19 points in Mike Conley's absence as the veteran guard missed his second straight game in the series with a strained hamstring. The series now shifts to L.A. for Games 3 and 4 beginning Saturday. For complete coverage of the Jazz, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
You may not have heard the term fiduciary, but if you're working with a financial professional, it's important to know what a fiduciary means. A fiduciary, per license, has the duty to put the client's best interest first. In other words, your interests over our own. My name is Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and as a fiduciary, we must choose the best investment product available and have reasonable basis for that advice. Most financial professionals are simply paid a commission for selling you a product. Trajan Wealth is fee only, which means we're paid a low flat fee, and that gives us incentive to grow your portfolio because our interests are aligned. If you're working with someone who is more interested in selling you a product or seems more interested in making a quick commission, then call me, Jeff Jr., and our team of fiduciaries at Trajan Wealth. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.